This is episode number 2630 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
She's alive! In a video obtained by The Sun, Kate Middleton, I just can't call her Kate Middleton. It has to be Princess Kate.
Well, call her Princess Kate. Call her Princess of Wales.
Princess Catherine.
Oh, that's right, Princess Catherine.
Provided naysayers wrong when she was seen looking happy and healthy while visiting a local farm stand with her husband, the one and the only Prince William, future king, over the weekend.
Okay, so she does exist.
Yes.
Okay.
But see, again,
not a decoy.
She was going to be gone until after Easter.
Well, I got that. I thought it was before Easter. You're changing the
around
time.
Easter. Around Easter.
Well, okay.
Okay.
All right. Fine. Fine.
Despite a flurry of internet conspiracies about her health, and there have been some.
Oh, yeah.
OM Jeepers
is right.
Princess of Wales looked comfortable in a more casual outfit than the public was used to seeing, stepping out in leggings and a zip-up sweatshirt.
Well,
she wears
cool.
that stuff.
She does.
And
she
I've seen pictures.
She wasn't on a big, you know.
It wasn't an official outing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
They went to the farm.
It wasn't business. It was farming. It was going to the farm stand.
Yeah.
The prince and princess were alone in the outing, meaning they were sans children, or sans heirs. The heirs were being guarded by other people.
Were being guarded by the royal security.
The public has been speculating about Kate's demise.
Oh, yeah.
Since she hasn't been seen in public
since
Christmas.
Well, come on now. This is like Richard Simmons. Really. It's like Richard Simmons.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, we haven't seen her. All we hear is like, oh, she's okay.
Yes.
And then we get a Photoshop thing, and it's like, oh, no, this is terrible. I mean, everybody's mind is wandered.
Who knew that by saying, places. I'm going to go have surgery. I'm going to be out until Easter.
Well.
And then, who knew?
But then there was even a conspiracy theory about that, because this is supposed to be a scheduled surgery, but her chief of staff says they didn't know anything about it. I get that beforehand, so I don't know.
Her chief of staff, if her chief of staff wants to remain chief of staff, might want to be cautious in
they
disclose.
The palace is very good about softening the blow of anything bad happening. They always will say in advance there's something up, maybe without giving full detail.
And right? they've said right. she's been doing fine. Yeah. They said they give progress reports,
all right.
and they have.
Right.
So, anywho.
Yeah.
She's been recuperating from abdominal surgery over a month ago.
Yeah.
And I'm dying. I want to know what kind. What was
well,
it?
Well, see, this is the thing. We're not being told. These are the people's
You know
royals.
What?
These are the people's royals. It could, we
see,
need to know.
But it could be. See, this is what it could be. Mm. It could be something, because everyone's going, did she have a tummy tuck after three
no,
kids?
No, I doubt it.
But it could be that, okay, being a mommy, being a woman, gallbladder attacks happen.
Oh, yeah, especially at her age.
And there comes a time that you're usually better to schedule it to be done.
However.
Versus waiting for it to infect.
However, as we all know, recuperation from a gallbladder doesn't keep you from the public eye for 7 weeks.
It could have been something else.
I'm just
throwing something out there.
We hope she's okay. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
We hope she's healed, or she's healing. She's fine.
So anywhoing.
Uh-huh.
She wasn't scheduled to be back to her public duties until Easter.
Right.
And a badly photoshopped, you know, there was that.
There was that. There
taken
was
by
that.
William, just edited by the
added
princess.
To the fire, fuel to the fire. Conspiracy flame. Glows bright.
Yeah.
At Kensington Palace.
People went nuts.
I know.
People are still going nuts. I still think there's still people who think that's not her that was with Prince William.
Nobody got a picture of it. Only video. So there's no photographs other than what they put in the mail. So, We'll have to wait and see, as always. That's us.
But see, how can no one get a picture of that? It's like
waiting.
I don't understand how picture.
Wait, well, they didn't know who it was. They didn't know who it was. They snuck up on him.
Richard Simmons is sorry.
He's sorry? Uh-huh. What? What? What's he sorry for?
He is apologizing to fans after confusion arose about his well-being over a message that he wrote about his health that said he's dying.
He's dying? What? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Why would he say that? Why would he say that? Why would he say that?
I don't know. So he said, sorry, many of you have gotten upset about my message today. He wrote on X.
Uh-huh.
Formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
He murdered on March 18th.
Uh-huh.
Even the press has gotten in touch with me. I am not dying. Instead, Richard claims his original message was about saying how we should embrace every day that we have and apologize for the confusion, signing off with Love, Richard. His original message, I have some news to tell you. Please don't be sad. I am dying.
That does sound ominous. But of course he's dying. We're all dying.
You have the Twitters, right?
Yeah, well, I don't have it open. Yeah.
Well, you'll have to look.
I'll look.
Because I have to remember my password to get into Twitters, and I haven't been motivated to do that as of yet.
Well, you know, we have an X account for Van Camp and more.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? We should tweet out to people. They need to know, one, the princess is alive, and two, that Richard Simmons is not dying.
All right, now I'm going to have to switch off of my Twitter and get to ours. We'll work on that. We'll work on that.
We'll work on that today.
All right.
Because there's things we got to find. We got research to do still.
Well, yeah, okay, fine.
You know, we've got Richard Simmons news. I mean, how often did that come around?
Yeah, really.
All right, so now yesterday it was Bruno Mars owes millions in gambling debt to MGM Resorts.
Right, we talked about like 50 million.
And then today,
right? Oh, today,
despite what a recent report claimed, a rep for MGM Resorts International claims that Mr. Mars doesn't have a $50 million gambling tab on the books with them.
Oh, really?
They actually came to his defense, calling the allegation that he owes a massive sum completely false.
Oh, okay. All right. I get it.
So they added that MGM and Bruno's partnership is longstanding and rooted in mutual respect. Any speculation otherwise is completely false. He has no debt with MGM. Together, we're excited to continue creating unforgettable experiences for our guests.
Huh. Okay. What do you believe?
Well, I think, and that was on BuzzFeed.
Right,
actually saw it first on BuzzFeed,
right,
and then it was everywhere. I think even TMZ had it. So usually if some of those have it, it's usually pretty credible.
Yeah, I
think
so.
So maybe he owes money to somebody. Maybe he doesn't. But then again, do we even know in the world anymore about what's real and what's not?
If it's Vegas and you owe 50 mil to somebody, you're going to be swimming with the fishes. I mean, I'm serious. I don't think that he could have got away with having that big of a debt.
I don't think he could have either.
I think they would have cut him off, maybe at a million or something, and said, you know what, Mr.
And he's
Mars,
not a tall guy, so he can't afford to lose any height on his, you know, leg height. Just saying.
And wearing the cement shoes. No, I think that they would never let him get that far in debt. You know, I don't know if it would be possible for you to, you know, pile up a $50 million debt in a weekend in Vegas, even if you were sitting there playing.
I don't think they
let him. Every place has a limit, right? Every table, every slot machine has a limit. No, I don't know. But I do believe that he probably likes to gamble a bit. I would say that that's
probably a thing. Oh, I wouldn't be surprised by that, yeah.
No. And if you've got money, by God, go. Have fun. Enjoy. Help pay everybody's salary in Las Vegas because, you know, they got to work too.
Hey, everyone needs a job, right?
Yeah, you know, I think the person who doesn't need a job is Halle Berry. I think she's okay.
I'm still
trying to find out what she's up to.
Her and the van man.
Forget about him. I'm not worried about him. Forget him. All right, more Who Cares tomorrow. That's what that's all about. Have a good day. A great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.